Welcome to The Weekly Option, the podcast for people interested in trading stock options. Each week, we cover trade ideas and opportunities in the stock market right now. Whether you're a beginner, a professional, or just curious about options, this is the show for you. Let's get started. Welcome to The Weekly Option. This is episode 217 on May 7th, 2022. I'm your host, Eric, and in this week's show, we will cover the trades from last week on Nakarta Inc. Ordinary Shares, Occidental Petroleum, and Advanced Micro Devices. And we discussed three new trades on Venco Ventures Inc., AT&T, and the S&P 500 Bear 3X ETF. Now, it's always great to hear from listeners. If you have any questions about the trades presented here on the show or even about your own positions, feel free to email me. You can email questions to eric@theweeklyoption.com. That's E-R-I-C at theweeklyoption.com. I've also created a few videos to teach you all the basics of option trading that you'll need to know to be able to follow along with me on this show. You can visit our website and click on the videos tab to watch them or visit the YouTube channel for The Weekly Option. What a wild ride the markets were this week. The markets rose and fell, ending the week relatively unchanged week over week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 77 points, ending the week at 32,899 points. The S&P 500 index lost 8 points, closing at 4,123 points on Friday. And now it's time for the topic of the week. The topic of the week this week is the financial value of friendship. Now, I'm in Chicago this weekend celebrating my 15-year reunion from earning my MBA at the University of Chicago. The last few days have been full of big smiles, great stories, and merriment in general. There have been also a few stories about shared investment recommendations that have come from friend to friend. You just never know where your next trade will come from, and sometimes it comes out of the mouth of a friend. There's the one about buying Bitcoin back in 2017. There's another one about using the network to discover a local entrepreneur whose company found some success and even went on the Shark Tank. I love walking on LaSalle Street and seeing the Board of Trade, the building that housed all of my trading dreams when I was a college student. So I have so many friendships that began on the trading floor 20 years ago here in Chicago. And I've mentioned the fact that I'm also part of a crypto startup. That job came directly from a childhood friend of mine. And I've had numerous trade ideas for options specifically that have come from my friends who traded options with me back at the CBOE. So I just can't help but notice the fact that my friendships have had a direct impact on my financial future. So as I reflect on the last few days, I just wanted to share with you guys that maintaining relationships with friends can be rewarding personally, obviously, but also financially. And even my less financially successful friends have shared perspectives at times that provided some trading insight even when they didn't realize it. So hold your friends close, and if you don't have any friends today, pick up the phone and call some of the friends that you may have lost touch with over the years. It'll be enriching to your life personally and possibly financially too. So let's get into the trade review from last week. We're going to start off with our covered call. We looked at Nakarta Inc. Ordinary Shares, symbol N as in November, K as in Kilo, T as in Tango, X as in X-Ray. At the time, the stock was trading for $18.02 per share. I looked at buying stock and selling the May 20 call at $1.95, which could give us a maximum return of 21.81% in 3 weeks. Well, Nakarta shares lost $2.73, ending the week at $15.29 per share. The call option we sold lost $1.50, leaving us with a net loss of $1.23 per share. Now, we are 78 cents below the break-even point, which means we would be perfectly justified in closing this trade and walking away. We do have a couple other options, though, in the meantime. First off, I like to look at rolling the strike on the call to bring in some more premium. So we can buy back the May 20 call for 45 cents and sell the May 17 half call at 70 cents. That immediately lowers the loss down to 53 cents for the week. And if stock rallies to $17.50, prior to expiration in 2 weeks, you would walk away with a very nice profit still. And of course, if it does not, the option expires out of the money, and we just look to sell another call option, another at-the-money call option, in the month of June expiration, just to continue collecting option premium and ultimately settle this trade at a profit. Now, the caveat is that the stock needs to maintain its value, which it did not do this past week, right? It fell $2.73. So further falls in the stock will lead to more frustration and additional loss. So remember, we all have different account sizes and risk tolerances. So you always have to act in your best interest when it comes to managing trades. For some of these cover calls, I intentionally have made them pretty much low capital cost, just so that a big swing in the price of the share won't harm my account much. But you can obviously scale these up. You can do $100 version. You could scale it up and do 10x, do 1,000 or more. So it really just depends on how you look at your trading and your trading account. But for me, sometimes I like to place the trades in a range where a financial or capital range where I'm able to make any decision that I need to with regards to capturing the highest return. Even if it's a low dollar amount, I can scale it. Or what I often will do is have multiple trades similar to this one going on at the same time. So let's get into the credit spread from last week. So we looked at Occidental Petroleum, symbol O is in Oscar, X is in X-ray, Y is in Yankee. At the time, the stock was trading for $57.03 per share. I looked at selling the May 57-56 put spread at 40 cents, which could give us a maximum possible loss of 60 cents. Well, Oxy stock rose $7.91 per share, ending the week at $64.94. The out-of-the-money spread we sold is significantly more out-of-the-money now, which means the trade worked. We could buy back the spread for 22 cents right now, which would allow you to lock in an 18-cent gain on the week. The goal, of course, with these spreads is for them to expire worthless, and given that the spread is roughly $8 out-of-the-money, I would definitely hold this one tight and ideally just watch it fully depreciate over the next 2 weeks. So this ended up being a nice trade. No adjustments are needed. Of course, I can't help but, you know, get frustrated when you see a stock pop $7.91, almost $8 in a week. And it's like, hey, it's great. We're probably going to make our 40 bucks. But what would have been even nicer would have been just owning like the call, right? I'm sure you guys do that too, especially if you've been trading. You look back and kind of second guess yourself and, oh man, this one was good, but I really wish I had, just bought a cheap call that would have been in the money by now or something along those lines. Don't do that to yourself. I drive myself crazy doing that. You will absolutely drive yourself crazy too. Just give yourself a high five when you get a good win and plan for the next one. And then next trade, we had a debit spread on Advanced Micro Devices, symbol A is in Alpha, M is in Mike, D is in Delta. Now at the time, the stock was trading for $89.64 per share, and we looked at buying the May 91.90 put spread for 65 cents, which could give us some maximum gain of 35 cents per spread or 53.85% return in 3 weeks. Well, this one is the opposite side of that last one. So AMD stock rose $5.70, ending the week at $95.34 per share. The in-the-money put spread we bought is now out of the money significantly. So if you were to sell the spread today, you could actually collect 24 cents, but you'd be locking in a loss of 41 cents on the week. And as I look at the price chart for AMD stock, each short-term rise in the stock lately has been followed by another period of lower prices, like significantly. So I'm actually willing to establish an even stronger position over the coming weeks, essentially betting that the price is going to head lower again. I can look at selling a call spread to add to this trade and recoup the losses for the week. And I can sell, I'm looking at the May 99-100 call spread, which I could sell at 32 cents. So just to repeat, this is not a hedge. This is doubling down on prices going lower. However, like I'm doubling down on the price in a controlled and limited risk manner, right? Because I'm doing it as a spread and not just as a naked option. So notice as well that I'm also looking at keeping the expiration in May. That means that this trade will be finished in 2 weeks, no matter the outcome. So there's limited risk, limited time, and limited upside because we're trading spreads. Now, this is one of those trades that overall, I just want to let breathe over the next week before deciding whether I'm going to completely walk away from the trade with a loss or go ahead and sell the call spread against it. Only because I love for this to come off. I love to see prices come off on Monday or Tuesday just so I can have some assurance that we're not suddenly going to see the stock just go to the moon or something, which it hasn't done in months and months. So there's hope for this trade, a little bit of a light at the end of the tunnel. But that being said, we are well above our break-even point. So for anyone wondering if it's a good time to close the trade, I would have to say yes, according to the break-even point, having been breached already. Either way, there will be adjustments needed to either limit losses or increase the gains on this trade. So definitely figure out, you know, do a little bit of a gut check, right? See what your gut feels. Look at the chart. Look at what the option prices are doing and go from there. Decide if you are feeling that the price is going to actually go back lower like it has, or if this rally is going to be sustained, and at which point you'd be better suited to go ahead and sell out that put spread and maybe go ahead and just buy an out of the money call with the remainder of that 24, 25 cents and see what happens in the next 2 weeks. You could even do it in the month of June. So always more options when it comes to option trading. That's what I really love about this. And I love the fact that you can put these spreads on, use very little capital, and end up sustaining some nice returns. So that's it for this week's trades, or the trade review from last week. This upcoming week is our last week using May options. These options expire on May the 20th expiration, so that's 2 weeks from now. Next week, we'll go ahead and start focusing on option trades for the front month for June. So let's go ahead and dive into our new trades. So looking at a covered call on Venco Ventures Inc. That's B as in Bravo, B as in Bravo, I as in India, G as in Golf, BBIG. The stock ended the week at $3.29 per share. I'm looking at buying stock and selling the May 3.5 call at 42 cents, hoping for a return of 19.15% in 2 weeks. Now, you enter this trade by buying stock for $3.29 and selling the May 3.5 call at 42 cents. This trade makes the most money if stock prices finish above $3.50. The break-even price is $2.87 per share. And in real terms, the stock purchase would require $329, and you'll collect $42 for selling the option. Next up, looking at a credit spread on AT&T, symbol T as in Tango. Stock ended the week at $20.03 per share. I'm looking at selling the May 20, 19 half put spread at 16 cents, which should give us a maximum possible loss of 34 cents. Now, you enter this trade by selling the May 20 put at 38 cents and concurrently buying the May 19 half put for 22 cents. This is a credit spread because we're selling the spread. And this trade makes the most money if stock prices remain above $20 per share. Break-even price on this trade is $19.84. And in real terms, you'll collect $16 per spread that you sell and have $34 at risk. Our final trade on the week is one of those leveraged ETFs, looking at a debit spread on the S&P 500 Bear 3X ETF. So there's some leverage here. Symbol S as in Sierra, P as in Papa, X as in X-ray, S as in Sierra. Stock ended the week at $22.34 per share. I'm looking at buying the May 21-22 call spread for 62 cents, which could give us a maximum gain of 38 cents, or that's a 61.29% return in 2 weeks. So you enter this trade by buying the May 21 call for $2.24 and concurrently selling the May 22 call at $1.62. This is a debit spread because we are buying the spread and this trade makes the most money if stock prices expire above $22 per share. The break-even price on this one is $21.62, and in real terms, you'll pay $62 to enter the spread, and your maximum gain is $38 per spread. So that's it for this week's show. Thank you guys so much for listening. Sorry that my voice is a little beaten up today. Like I said, I've enjoyed spending time with my old classmates, many of whom have been wildly successful and yet have been so humble and so much fun. I mean, I just want to have a good time, and it's just been great to connect with everyone. So I'm going to go out and eat some barbecue with them. I hope all of you have a fantastic weekend. Thank you so much for listening to the show. And as always, happy trading.
Thank you for listening to the Weekly Option Podcast. Please subscribe to our show and visit us at www.theweeklyoption.com. Disclaimer, there is a very high degree of risk involved in trading. The indicators and strategies described in this podcast are for educational purposes only and should not be construed as investment advice. For our full disclaimer, visit our website at www.theweeklyoption.com.